Welcome to the press conference. Of course.
Oh, I thought so.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. Welcome to the National Association of Brainwashers opening press conference.
Yay! Yeah, yeah.
The National Association of Brainwashers annual corporate dog and pony show thanks you for spending time with us. Because we know you have nothing better to do. Remember, the NAB, all commercials, all the time. You give us the money, and we'll bring you the commercials. This special broadcast is made possible by the special and generous support of General Electric. GE, bringing light into your home and radiation to your body. From mass nuclear power plants or control of the airwaves, we are everywhere you wish you could be.
Oh, that's
me.
It's wonderful.
Oh, yeah. And Nike. Choose for the new world kids made by old world kids. Because your kids shouldn't have to make their own shoes. Just do it, or else. And now a message from NAB. All commercials, all the time. You bring us the money, and we'll bring you the commercials. And now, our keynote speaker, Howard Sternum.
Howard
Sternum.
Yeah, baby, how are you doing? Hey, nice to see you. Baby, you're looking good. You're going to show me some tits later, right, baby? Yeah, push it up, baby, push it up. So the other day, I'm walking down the street, and I see this beautiful woman. She's got tits out to here from the size of Milwaukee, I swear. Nipples the size of watermelons. I love it, baby. I love it. Hey, you, in the back, in the purple shirt. You're going to show me your penis later, right? Yeah, baby. I love it. I love it. Show me your belly right now, baby. Show me your belly. Come on. I'm on 554 radio stations. How the hell you think I got on the radio? Think I got on by being smart? Hell no. Dumb it down, baby. Double O stupid, baby. Double O stupid is what I say.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I'll talk to you a little bit later, Miss Lolly Mays, because you're looking good. God damn, those legs are going to wrap around my neck in about a minute. So today we're here with live at the National Association of Brainwashers, coming to you live from Moscone Center in San Francisco. God damn it, if I didn't ever say that this was the goddamn best place I've ever been. Shit, fuck, tits, ass, penis. The FCC may not like those words, but that's okay, goddammit, because I'm Howard Sternum, and I can say anything I want. So I want to bring you live from the Moscone Center, from San Francisco. I've got three lovely guests here today. They're going to be talking about the three goals of the National Association of Brainwashers. First, I'd like to bring out my lovely, 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 goddamn lovely with big tits, Lolly Mays. How the hell are you? Lolly, Chief Extortionist Officer. Come on, Lolly.
Across this country. Thank you very much. I'm so proud to be here.
That's Miss Lolly Mays. Next, I'd like to bring out my good, dear friend for millionaires, for more media mergers.
Millionaires, that's $1,000 million.
God
millionaires.
Damn it. God, I tell you, if I can remember tits, a billion tits, there you go, then I'll remember it.
That's right, Howie.
Billionaires for more media mergers, Mr. Rob R. Barron.
Hello there, all you little people.
He's talking about little people. Man, don't take it too personally, okay? Ladies, don't worry about your breast size.
You don't have a penis, Howard Stern.
Hey, that's what you think, baby. I'll show you later, okay? We'll go to the bathroom and see who runs first.
No!
Next, I'd like to bring out my lovely, oh, God damn, those are beautiful tips. Miss Maria Pessonis from Channel 48, Latin Programming.
That's a man!
I just want to say it is possible to make it in America. It is possible to go far. And it does help to have a great pair of assets. Thank you. And watch me on Channel 48 doing the news. Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome, baby. You're welcome. And show me later, okay? And last, but definitely not least, my good friend, Mr. Eddie Fritz, Chief Extortionist Officer of the National Association of Brainwashers. Eddie, come on out. Come on out. Come on out. Come on out. How the hell are you, Eddie? How the hell? Thank you.
Sorry, this morning's pate.
Eddie. Okay, good. You're looking good, Eddie. Eddie, I know we got a 3-point plan here for the NAB, but I want to start off with Mr. Eddie Fritz. Eddie, why don't you go ahead and give us a little word on the NAB?
Well, let me tell you, Howie, since we passed the 1996 Telecommunications Act, my digestive system hasn't been better. Yeah, it's good. I gained about 175 pounds since 1996. That's one pound for each independent commercial or radio station that we've commercialized.
Am I on every station?
You're on every station. Oh, we're getting you there. We're getting you there. No, Eddie, some call me the enemy of free speech.
I don't believe it.
It's not true, you know, because I really care about free speech. That's why we do it for you, you know. Well, today I'm not here to show my face. I'm basically here to announce a new merger. It's a new merger and educational directive. It's an educational directive that we're going to help. The NAB is going to merge with the NRA.
NRA. I love it. The NAB, NRA. I love it.
We have a mandatory radio educational curriculum being passed through our friends through Congress right now. And it's to develop entrepreneurial skills among K-6 children to distribute and take care of mass weaponry.
So, Eddie, basically what you're saying is we're going to put a gun in every children's hand, create a new economy, right?
That's right, Howard. And if there's anybody that doesn't want to listen to your show, Howard, we'll literally put a gun to their head. Yeah. Well, one of our objectives is diversity programming, as you know, Howard. We want to diversify through consolidating these minority-owned radio stations.
Hey.
Viva la oportunidad.
Right on. Thank you, Eddie. Chief extortionist officer, NAB, Eddie Fritz, ladies and gentlemen. Next, my lovely. Oh, goddamn. We're here live at Moscone Center in San Francisco, California. We're going to take a quick commercial break, and we'll be right back with you.
Yes, this is a message from the National Association of Minorities for Radio. Riding the waves of the future, we organize browns, reds, blacks, and yellows into a commercial fine force.
Wait a second.
For your corporation.
We're getting it.
Okay. And also brought to you by Ford Motor Company. Ford Motor Company sponsoring your Death on Wheels. Blowouts on the highway or sellouts on the airwaves. We bring you death. The NAB, all commercials, all the time. You bring us the money and we'll bring you the commercial.
Excellent. Now back
to our program.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much for coming out once again. So I'd like to just give a little round of applause to my good friend, Miss Lolly Mays,
the
extortionist officer.
Thank you. I did want to say I'm here to introduce
another one of our platforms this year at the National Association of Brainwashers, which is all commercial, all the time. But first of all, I want to talk about that little brouhaha we had this year with Micro Radio. Well, now, wasn't that just ridiculous? Educators, church leaders, and grassroots folks.
God damn it.
They want Micro Radio to cover the local issues in their community. Isn't that ridiculous? What is wrong with these people?
I should be on every goddamn radio station. Forget these goddamn
programs. You don't make money that way. That is just call me Pinko. But luckily for those of us in the industry, Kevin Cross of NPR National Public Radio has given us a big hand with this.
Yeah, thank you, NPR.
They supported us, brainwashers. With the Radio Broadcasting Destruction Act. Did I say the Destruction Act? I meant the Radio Preservation Act. I'm sorry. Police. Anyway, most important of all today is our new format. All commercial, all the time. We are going to get rid of all public affairs and all news programs.
All commercial, all the time, baby. All commercial, all the time.
Let's get more the economy to do this, so we're getting rid of it. Thank you very much. Very happy to be here today.
Thank you very much, Miss Lolly Mays. Miss Lolly Mays, Chief Extortionist Officer for the FCC. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for coming out. Here we are live at the Moscone Center in lovely San Francisco, standing next to the Metreon. We're NAB, all commercial, all the time. We're going to take a two-second commercial break, and we'll be right back with you.
Yes, we'd like to bring you a message from GAP.
Can't be heard.
GAP.
Thumbs down. GAP.
Because sweatpants are not just for sports anymore. We put the sweat in sweatshop.
All right.
And Apple. From schools to your home, we create the illusion of instant gratification. Just think, like us. NAB, all commercials, all the time. You bring us the money, and we'll bring you the commercials. And now, back to our show.
Live from Moscone Center here in San Francisco, under the skylight of the Metreon and under the red, white, green, yellow, blue flag of gay, goddamn homosexuals. I tell you, man, show me some tits, show me some ass, and show me some penis. It's got to be straight. Goddamn, Maria, get over here. Show me some tits. Beautiful
is that
tits, Maria.
Tits for you, baby. Yes, you know, we do have it. We do have the assets to show. Yes,
you've got the assets,
we're
baby.
We're more than just go-go dancers now.
Yeah, yes. Baby. Next, I'd like to bring out my third guest, Mr. Rob R. Barron, Billionaires for Media Mergers.
Hi there, this is Rob R. Barron from the Billionaires for More Media Mergers, a wholly owned subsidiary of the Billionaires for Bush or Gore. And I want to introduce our third plan here at the National Association of Brainwashers, which is More Media Consolidation. Now, there are some naysayers and killjoys out there who say that media consolidation might not be good for America.
Oh, come on.
We all know that's a preposterous idea, but I'd like to address it anyway. Why, just look what consolidation did to the lending institutions of this country in the 20s. Wait a minute. Look what consolidation did for the automobile and petroleum industries. Why, in the early days, we had all these little companies running around selling cars and drilling oil. And now we've got it down to 5 major petroleum companies.
5.
And about a dozen major automakers.
A dozen, baby.
And while this has been good, in fact, it's been great, for us, the people who really matter, the financial elite, it's also been good for the consumer. And here's why. We've eliminated unnecessary choices. You can go to Mazda and get your gas-guzzling, built-for-obsolescence, bells-and-whistles-compliant plastic tank. Or you can go to Ford. Wait, that's the same company. Or you can go to Toyota and get the same thing. No more difficult choices. Now, while this is important for difficult decisions like which car to buy, it's much more important in the media. We can't have all these dangerous little ideas running around from all these little broadcasters and little people. We need to consolidate all the media. And you know, 8 major broadcasting companies is good for controlling half the media market. 15 years ago, that was about 50 companies. But we can get that down lower. We want to get it down to 2 companies.
I want to be on every one of those goddamn radio stations, Rob.
You can call it something like ABC, CBD, and NBCBS.
That's enough.
2 companies. Because this is what plutocracy looks like. And remember, folks, 2 ideas is 1 too many.
This is what plutocracy
television stations throughout America. Only 320 are owned by people of color. That's less than 3%. We don't need it anymore. We want black broadcasters. We want brown broadcasters. We want, for you all, for those of you out there, green broadcasters. You know what I mean? We want change. This is the change we're about to change right now. And here's our colleague Leroy Moore.
Speak back to power.
Fuck, big brother. My brothers and sisters, a disability is getting beat, murdered, and killed on the streets. Fuck, big brother. Fuck, ABC. Let's talk about the real news.
Yeah! And Leo Stegman in the house. Push it hard.
Okay, well, let me tell you something. We have to have an end of this with what they call paid speech. Ain't no such thing as free speech when everybody does not have access. Everybody needs access, even poor folks like me, even revolutionaries like Tiny, even black broadcasters like, what is your name again, sir?
Kaponda!
So hopefully we can tear this motherfucker up, man.
Thanks. Yeah! Now we have a message from Mr. Access himself.
Joe Boat!
Yeah!
The corporates are going down. They will go down because they're going down.
Down,
because they're too fat and lazy, and there's too many of them. We've got to split up. Split them up, kill them.
Yeah! Last but not least, who gets access?
We do!
Who gets hurt?
We do!
Who wants access?
We do!
Poor people!
One last speaker from Jamaica!
Jamaica in the house.
The mainstream media has been a kind of eminent domain reporting that news as they see fit, or that news that will maintain their proverbial fat bottom line. I want to tell you this. The poor will not be forgotten forever.
Check www.poormagazine.org. Down with NAB!
Down with
NAB! God damn it. You're going to show me your tits later, baby?
That's what a real democratic media might sound like. I'm Andrea Buffin, the Executive Director of Media Alliance. I'm here with Janine Jackson for Fairness and Accuracy in Reporting to announce that we're kicking off protests against the National Association of Broadcasters. The National Association of Broadcasters is one of the most powerful lobbying groups in the United States. They're like the National Rifle Association, except instead of lobbying for guns, they lobby to kill free speech and keep the airwaves out of the hands of the public. They pushed through the Telecommunications Act of 1996, which got rid of a lot of the restrictions on ownership of media outlets by the same corporation. So in a city like San Francisco, four huge corporations that aren't based here control 80% of the radio market.
I want to be on those markets.
They got Congress to give away the digital television spectrum. An $80 billion swindle, $70 billion swindle of taxpayer money to corporate broadcasters to get digital TV. And they're working hard to kill micro radio, local community, neighborhood radio stations because they don't want community voices on the airwaves. So here we are here to speak back. We invite everyone in San Francisco, we invite everybody who's attending the convention to get out on the streets and protest to gain back the airwaves for the public.
Democratic media, and we're going to start a media democracy movement.
not as a public resource to be shared, but as a private preserve whose investment value has to be protected. Since they started in 1922, they've been pushing this commercial, advertiser-driven model and going out of their way to thwart any alternatives. So what we're here to do is to refocus the debate over media so that the question isn't, is the current media system working for media companies? The question is the current media system working for people? And there are... It's clear that there are a lot of people for whom this system isn't working. It's not working for people of color who are underrepresented and squeezed out as owners of media and who are undervalued as audiences by the advertisers. It's not working for people who want local community media to cover local and community issues. Right now, less than one half of 1% of television fare is local news. And most radio stations don't even do local news anymore. In fact, there's a panel at the NAB that was called How to Sound Live and Local Even When You're Not. In other words, how to trick people into thinking your outsourced news is actually coming from their community. The system is not working for people who want campaign finance reform, who want free airtime for candidates, so that media have to step away from the trough of millions of dollars that they're receiving for paid political ads. And it's not working for people who want low-power radio that would bring hundreds or even thousands of new non-commercial voices to the air. Yeah. And finally, the media system is not working for the many, many people who are just fed up with the crap, with the low quality of media that we have. With the infomercials and the commercials for kids, with the narrow political debate and the wide-scale exclusion of people of color, of labor, of peace groups, of gays, lesbians, and bisexuals, and a whole range of public interest constituencies who can't find space on the public airwaves. So there's all kinds of frustrations with the system coming from all corners, and we're here in San Francisco to say we have had enough. We've had enough of our public airwaves being served up to corporate interests so that they can enrich their bottom line at the expense of our democracy. But it's not going to come without a fight. So we're here to start that fight. Thanks for being here.